And what's her religion?
Baptist.
Okay. And has she ever worked out?
Some, not very much.
Worked on the farm.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how much education did she have?
Well, I ain't got much. I just went to the sixth grade.
Okay. And where were you born?
In Blue Ridge.
Down there in the lake.
Okay.
In the Blue Ridge Lake.
Okay.
Lived here all my life.
Okay. Now, let's see. Do you know where your people came from? On either side, your mother's people or your father's people?
No more than this. My grandfather lives at East L.A.J.
Okay.
Here in Georgia.
Here in Georgia.
Okay.
My folks.
They're more of a German descent, seem like. And
my name is...
That's what I know.
Okay. Now, let's
John A. was my daddy.
Okay. Now, let's see, I'm going to ask you some of these questions, Mr. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
daylight.
Okay. And what's another way to say that that's got the word sun in it? I got up before...
sun up.
Okay.
Sunrise or sun?
Sun.
And in the morning you say it's sun up, and in the evening you say it's...
sundown.
Okay. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
clearing.
Okay.
I remember getting a pat on the head. Me and the preacher, he's Wisconsin, is a missionary down here to us, and we were out walking, and I thought any old fool ought to know better than that. He asked me, the sun was shining. There'd been cloud in. The sun come through a little patch like that, and he said, what's that? I said, the sun is shining through the clouds, and I thought it was strange for him to bring that up in the chapel. He's talking about letting the sun shine through. But I thought I'd said something. Kids, you can't get ahead of them too far.
Oh, no. Oh, you got to watch them. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Cloudburst, I guess.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Shelter over a fireplace.
No, the shelf over a fireplace.
I always call it a mantle.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
What's that?
The things that the logs rest on in a fireplace.
Log irons.
Okay. What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to start a fire?
We just call it rich pine.
Okay.
It has roses in it.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers where you hang clothes up? If you come in from outside, you take off your coat and hang it up in
the closet.
Okay. And what do you call a big old piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
Wardrobe, I imagine.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Overlapping.
On the sides of a wooden house.
Oh,
siding or paneling or what?
No, it's not that. It's a box.
Or weatherboard.
No, it'd be boxed with the up and straight up and down. Is that what you mean?
No, but I think she's. But you know, on the outside.
I helped carpenter all my life.
Uh huh. But you know, on the outside, on a frame house. You know, the boards are like this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, these?
Box?
No. So I'm talking about the, would you call it weatherboard? No,
yeah, weather,
siding?
Weather siding, uh-huh. But there's many different things of that. There's